It says, Mishalem is Soyna of Alpana of Avive. Those who are Kabayochel, enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they get paid in front of themselves. They get paid immediately for the nice and Toivim. Moses says, a person who's Namachavit Shabbos, it's a reason for him to lose his Nechosin. He watches over his business dealings, or he doesn't go to the Shiurim on Shabbos, makes his students at the time as a Shiur. So, Kopanim sounds like a person who's, like we're saying, even his more delicate ways of not being Mechabit Shabbos, not being Mechabit Torah, it's a reason for him to lose his Nechosin. So, as time says, we see people that are Mechal Shabbos completely, and wealthy people. So, he says in Moshe that there was a servant of the king that rebelled against the king, and the punishment was that he's going to get him a full bigger house with big windows, but they're not going to put any food in the house, and the doors will be locked. Basically, externally it looks wonderful, a beautiful house, but the poor guy had a very terrible death. So he said the first day he looked terrific. Everybody's watching through the windows. Wow, he has a beautiful house. He rebelled against the king. What's he getting this reward for? But after a few days, everybody saw how he was mamish in terrible pain and torture as he was dying from starvation. The person said, let me have a better look at what's going on. And he said, it looks like he's eating meat. He said, no, he's chewing on his tongue. He has no food. He's eating himself up there. Yeah. He says, that's the same thing also. That Rosh Boch who gives a chef at the Klal Yisrael. So it depends how he is. If he's a person who's the kind like in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, he is Hasodim, Talmud Torah. He can have wealth and everything in this world, and everything remains in the Olam Haba, just even the payers in this world, but the principle remains. The person, not like that, so he gets everything in Olam Haba, but there's nothing left. He's basically eating himself up in this world. So, that was on. You have to take advantage if you want to have something good. Like we said, if you have a Sadik and Torah, if you have a Sadin, then the Zephyr is a Paris by the Mabo. There's other things also, the Mechabit Shabbos, the Mechabit Torah. These are things that give you a natural reason to have the Nechosim. Otherwise, even if you get them, you get them not naturally, and you have to pay a high price for them.